This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America and in the Caribbean, to Puerto Rico, to the U.S. Virgin Islands, and to the Bahamas. And I hope you guys are doing all right down there after Umberto paid you a little visit, but now he's moving away. But anyway, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now, all the across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, not to forget about the bulk mail centers too, and all those Uber, Lyft, and taxi and bus drivers that are out there keeping America rolling along. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information and take advantage of all the offers we have over there. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And let's start it out with a pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to need all the help we can get from above and anywhere else around, because over the weekend, Iran really, really stirred the pot big time, and it's boiling over there in the Middle East right now, because they apparently, now we're being told initially that it was drones, but there's a report out by the Daily, whatever that is, the United Kingdom paper, that cruise missiles were fired. And that puts a different damper on things, if that's the case, on the largest Saudi Arabian refinery, which has been very seriously damaged and has cut back the oil production in Saudi Arabia by 50%.
That's right, and it's about 5% of the world's production. We're talking 5.7 million barrels per day. And, Captain, what we understand this time from Aramco, that they're looking at literally weeks to try to resume production. This is not an easy fix at all. And you're right, the use of cruise missiles certainly does step up, if that's a true report, that it certainly does sort of step up the whole situation.
Well, it's coming from a paper in England where they don't always get it right. And the first report was drones, a drone attack. That I could believe, because they were full-size drones that flew in under the radar.
Right, exactly.
And of course, a cruise missile would kind of would have come in at what they call treetop level anyway.
Right, precisely.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Iranians, and this is not a surprise to me, the Saudi attack, the Iranians have been squeezed to the point of pain and need some sort of distraction for their people and their image, because the people are feeling the effects of what's going on right now with all these different sanctions that are going on in Iran, and it's not pretty to be an Iranian.
Well, no, it's not. The sanctions are having an extreme effect in Iran. The Iranian mullahs know this, of course, And this has been what we have been watching very carefully in the Gulf for some time now, Captain, the idea that there could be a flashpoint, something could happen that would create a major situation where you have military action of some sort. President Trump has tried to, I think, be very restrained in that regard. But now, of course, the president is saying the U.S. is locked and loaded, depending on determining responsibility. And I believe he also tweeted out how the Saudis want to proceed as well. So we are watching this very closely because we could see a flashpoint very quickly.
It would not take much to have a full-scale engagement going on over there. I just don't know where we're going to fit in the middle. But this is something that Saudi Arabia, because they're the ones that got attacked, not us. They're the ones that need to rally the troops together and do whatever it is they're going to do.
Absolutely. And so, again, you're looking at what kind of response they might give. Would it be a military, direct military response? Would it be something else to increase the sanctions, perhaps blockade in some way Iranian resources for Iran, this kind of thing? But with Iran, of course, saying that they are, going beyond the limits of the original Iranian nuclear deal and with the uranium and so forth, this is a situation that's getting very tense.
Now, we have a report coming out of El Salvador right now, which, if it's true, again, this is very, very good for the United States and for the problems we've had. They have apparently deployed military units and some of their police to stop the flow of people from just wandering across the border over into Guatemala. I believe that's the next country they come into, and just meander on over into Mexico, and away they go. They've actually done something to try to stop or slow down this horde of people that have been coming our way.
That's right, and this, to some degree, of course, and perhaps to a great degree, is at the behest of the Trump administration.
I would think.
Yeah, and we're looking at about 800 police and soldiers that are going along the border with Guatemala there, according to the AP.
Well, the threat was do something or lose your federal aid from the United States government.
Right, exactly. So that's pretty persuasive. But at the same time, we're talking practicalities here. Of course, I wouldn't be surprised if some American media outlets immediately began to say El Salvador is somehow anti-immigrant. Not trying to be funny, but of course, the idea of protecting your borders nowadays has become, the source of criticism. But
right.
It's a practical thing.
All right, and folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. When we come back, guess what? California did an audit of their DMV. 255,000 people might not be who they say they are.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, Kyle Warren. We appreciate that, and we'll get right back to him on the phone in a minute. This portion of the program, though, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, if you've got arthritis pain like I do, back pain like I do, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain like I do, or muscle aches and pain elsewhere, you might want to try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Because what you do is for $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you'll get a packet that you'll take for 3 weeks, and during that three-week time, you take it as directed, and if you don't get rid of your pain at the end of the third week, then all you've lost is $20. But over 75% of the people that try this not only get rid of their pain, but they continue on the plan and they continue to live a very happy life. And most of them can get rid of some of their heavy, hard pain medication. I did. I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril because of this stuff. And I'll tell you what, thank God for my friend Mike Gallagher, who told me about it on the radio one day. I was listening to him, and I called up right away because I was at my wit's end, because I'm sick and tired of taking the medication I was taking for about 10 years because it had side effects to it, and I didn't want the side effects anymore. Part of it was getting groggy and dizzy or getting tired and things like that, and I never get tired. I mean, I'm always ready to go, given a nap here or there, if you know what I mean. So $19.95, the 3-week quick start. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Order that $19.95 3-week quick start, and let me know how you work. Let me know how it works for you. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is right back with us. Okay, Kyle, I kind of let the cat out of the bag big time, but we've got a huge problem right now starting to surface in California. There was an audit done by the state DMV, checking names and verifying addresses and dates of birth and making sure that everything was the way it was supposed to be, and they found 255,000 irregularities that, number one, they cannot verify the people are who they say they are or where they live, where they say they live. And the other thing that you just told me about is not only can they vote by mail, they can show up in person and vote.
That's right. This seems to be a loophole that obviously can...
That means they can vote twice.
That's what the effective result of that is, of course. And so, you know, Captain, when you put these things together and you look at the magnitude, the degree of this, I think it raises very legitimate questions. You know, in the last couple of cycles here, we've been watching the formerly red Orange County, California, you always call it conservative Orange County, turn blue. People like Katie Porter going to Congress from Orange County, and people are scratching their heads going, I didn't vote for this person, or how did that happen? And so, but when you look at something like this, it absolutely gives a legitimate reason to dig deeper and just find out, you know, what's going on. Because certainly, if you would see things like that happening in Democrat districts, for example, there'd be calls for investigations all over the place.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, folks, host of the Kyle Warren Show. And, of course, he lives in California. And we all want to know how you're doing it. Everybody says, how the hell is he staying out there?
That's a good question. Well, I've lived here for a long time. But,
no excuse.
No, it's no excuse. That's right. But, no, you're absolutely right. And I've watched what's been happening to California, and it is so very, very different. We don't have the aerospace that we once had. We don't have the jobs, and people in their small businesses, they're literally getting killed by the workers' comp costs. They're getting killed by the insurance costs, the cost of doing business, and it's really having a deleterious effect.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz said over the weekend, President Trump has broken the Democratic Party. And I'll elaborate a little bit on that. How many presidential candidates do they still have?
What's it, like 20-ish?
19 or 20 or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And we had 10 in the last debate, right?
Yep.
And it looks like we'll probably have 10 in the next debate, right?
Right.
So the fact that they're all coming out with trying to be weirder than the next person, giving away something that it don't have to give away than the next person, costing the country millions and trillions of dollars that we don't have, having to raise taxes on everybody, not just the rich, but they're having to raise taxes on just about everybody for all the stuff they want. How is it that this isn't a true statement that President Trump has broken the Democratic Party when they're reaching for straws to try to beat him?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And what Senator Cruz was talking about is absolutely on point. You know, they're driven literally by their hatred of Trump. And quite frankly, they're defined by President Trump. Every single Democrat candidate is almost universally defined by Donald Trump, whether he gives them a nickname or not, basically. But that's all they're ever talking about. And even a couple of these Republican challengers, as it were, they mostly talk about Trump's not fit and all of this kind of stuff. It's always about Trump. It's an ongoing 24-hour, 365-day-a-year Trump commercial blog thing or something. And it just, but that's exactly how Trump got the nomination and how he won the presidency. I can't imagine that they can't see what they're doing. They're not talking about policy, with the exception of all the free stuff and pushing socialism and that kind of stuff.
And over the weekend, there was a New York Times article that came out with some accuser, another woman accuser, going after Judge Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, similar to what was done before. Unverified, uncorroborated information that the New York Times decided to go with and use. And right away, three of the Democratic presidential candidates came out and called for impeachment. And former Attorney General Eric Holder did the same.
Well, right. And, of course, this is almost like a sequel to a movie that...
It's a broken record that isn't going to work.
Well, exactly. But they... try to get some more mileage out of it. You know, it seems to me, Captain, the FBI, you know, went through all this. I don't want to retread the whole thing, but the FBI looked into this. There was an investigation. We listened to the stories. And it was all determined that this wasn't, you know, what was going on. But yet here we go again and bringing it back. But again, I think, Captain, it's because the Democrat elite, not just the candidates, but the Democrat elite, they're terrified that that Trump is going to be able to seat more justices on this court.
Two more, and that'll give them an advantage, 6-3, game, set, match.
Well, exactly right.
And so if they get rid of Kavanaugh, if they're able to get rid of Kavanaugh, that would become, we would have, let's see, what would we have, 4-4-1?
Yep, I believe so.
Yeah, because one is supposedly a middle-of-the-road guy or whatever. But the thing of it is we all know what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop the conservative American patriotic movement at every turn because they are progressive left socialists. They're beyond the word communist, in my opinion, because these people, it's their way or the highway. And when you elect people like Tlaib and Omar, and you see what they're offering and what's going on within the country, then it's time for an about-face right quick.
Absolutely. And I would challenge all of the Democrat candidates to put out your list of judges. Let the American people see the names and look at the records and make evaluations the same way that candidate Trump did, and give us the list. But of course they will never do that in a million years, because they don't want the evaluations to go on, because they will see, just as you're talking about, Captain, that they're going to be pushing a socialist agenda, which really is an authoritarian agenda over the American people.
Now, the border is a situation where we certainly have a lot of backlogs right now in the courts, right?
Oh, yes.
And according to Ken Cuccinelli, one of the backlogs is the fraudulent asylum claims that are clogging up the system, because they have to investigate everyone like as if it's a legitimate claim, and they're not.
Well, right, yeah, they're not, they're likely not legitimate, but there's to the tune of 335,000 of these. I can't imagine, you know, if you could do one of those every minute or every day or every couple of hours, through the system, it would take a very, very long time. But again, a lot of this, Captain, comes, because you have those who go across the border and coach people
The other thing people need to understand real quick, because we're headed to a break.
Sure.
30% of the people that come over with children that say that they're the parents, 30%, once the DNA is done to prove it, are not the parents at all. Not. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, I'll be right back. You know, you're hearing things right here that you should be hearing every day in the news, and you're not. Why? Because they don't want you to know what we know.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Houthi rebels claim that their drones took out Saudi Arabia's biggest oil facility. He says they're lying and that they have evidence that Iran carried out the attack. There's new satellite imagery showing whoever carried out the airstrike used sophisticated technology. How this will affect what you pay at the pump is still an open question. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the extent of the damage at the Saudi facility is still unknown.
Some even believe that the duration of a price spike could be short if the U.S. and other countries release strategic petroleum reserves.
Nearly 50,000 members of the United Auto Workers walked off General Motors factory floors or set up picket lines to begin the strike. President Trump is urging them to, quote, get together and make a deal. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico.com, the website for the Geico Insurance Company. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me. And your local hometown Geico office can help you find coverage for almost everything that you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, well, even your Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and snowmobile. And they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the local Geico Insurance Agency. So to find out more, go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and find out where your local agent's located and how to get a hold of them. And if you can't do that, if you don't have one, then you can do it all online at geico.com. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And, hey, Kyle, guess what I found?
What's that?
The audio on this little itty-bitty story about California and the 255,000 voter registration errors, which means people that got a driver's license might not be who they say they are. Listen to this little clip.
Audit reveals massive flaws with California's motor voter system at the DMV. Wanamaker's Pearson Sharp explains as officials uncover over a quarter of a million voter registration errors across the state.
California's massively flawed motor voter system strikes again. A new state audit uncovered some 84,000 duplicate records at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Worse yet, there were over double that, 171,000 cases of voters assigned to the wrong political party. The 113-page audit only examined the first 5 months of the new program, meaning it's likely to discover even more serious errors before the end of the year. The report calls on state officials to give the entire system an overhaul to prevent any further registration mistakes. Secretary of State Alex Padilla, who has pushed hard for the program, says these errors created additional workloads for already overworked state employees. He added the mistakes threatened public confidence in the program. Part of the...
Really? You think?
No kidding.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell are you people going to do out there about this? You live there.
That's right. Well, again, well, it's up to people to call their state representatives and even the governor's office and say, this is a major problem. This audit reveals over a quarter of a million people, you know, have these errors on their voter registration. And that's significant. Talk about something that could tip elections and change our democracy. Well, look no further than California.
All right. And, folks, I'm going to report something here that's going on right now. We're watching two things right now. Of course, we watch the stock market because Monday morning the futures usually tell you what's going to happen or not going to happen. Everything's in the red right now. The market is reacting because of what happened over the weekend with the Saudi Arabian oil refinery. No surprise there. Oil is up 15%. Now, that could make life interesting. That's oil is up 15% right now. We'll see what happens in the United States, how soon they react to that. And the other thing is, Kyle, the president, after this attack, announced that the Benjamin Netanyahu Mutual Defense Treaty, he backed that to ensure Israel's sovereignty in case something were to happen where someone was to attack Israel. Because this could be, you know, divert them, get them going in one direction, then they turn around. What does Iran do? They launch a whole bunch of sorties on Israel.
Well, exactly right. And in its modern history, Israel has been sneak attacked several times. They are the target for those who love to talk about, of course, that we have democracy here, that Israel is the only democracy in the region. They are our strongest ally in the Middle East, of course. And, of course, we would stand with Israel. So the president's doing the right thing.
Now, the final polls have been taken in the prime minister's of the race in Israel, the new election that they're having right now. And it looks like as if the prime minister's Likud and its rival Blue and White Party that were at one time in the lead are now tied in the latest pair of TV surveys. But the surging that's going on right now is going on with Benjamin Netanyahu's party, which speaks well because it looks like they're headed towards a majority right-wing bloc, which is exactly what Benjamin Netanyahu has been looking for.
Well, exactly right, and it couldn't be coming at a better time, of course, because Netanyahu is going to do everything possible to maintain the security of Israel, not only from external attack from Iran, as we were just talking about, or other players, but, of course, also the ongoing terrorist attacks that go on, the rocket attacks that are coming into Israel, and so on and so forth. So that's right, you'd have to have a very strong position.
Well, he is a very strong leader and a great leader for the Israelis. I've never thought anything other than good things about him, regardless of some of the nonsense we heard and some of the crap that Barack Obama tried to pull when they tried to unseat him.
That's right, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, talk about a foreign interference in an election. That's right.
Well, there it was right there, Barack Obama, foreign interference in an election, and it was his people that were in the middle of it. Now, Senator Ben Sasse, who is a senator, GOP senator from North Dakota, right?
Right.
He said that the United States lacks a cyber war offense and defense, and added there's more to the story. Now, I know we're working at it very hard, correct?
Oh, yes, very much so, yeah.
And I know we have a cyber command, correct?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know we brought in all the branches of service plus the different branches of government to be involved in it, right?
Right.
So where's the problem?
Right, well, I think perhaps he's, reiterating, of course, that, you know, you have players that are, for example, in China and also in Russia, they are very serious about this. And this is a battlefield that I think changes quite quickly and literally at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. And so what you think you're okay with today, you're not okay with tomorrow. And this is precisely one of the reasons why you see the operating system manufacturers constantly having to patch their systems, because you have people who are constantly probing them to find out how can they get in.
And as of midnight Eastern time, the United Auto Workers walked off and out of plants in Michigan. I don't know if anybody told them that when you go on strike, you never get back the money you lose. Not ever, never, no matter what your wage increases are. And, of course, they want more wages and more benefits.
Well, that's right. Yeah, this is the first big national UAW strike, I think, since 2007, rather. So, yes, they're looking for different, better benefits and so forth. GM has also already said they've paid in some $7 billion or some such thing to try to make this better. And now it's happening, and we're going to have to see how this plays out.
Plus, they've opened a couple of plants in Ohio, farmed them out to companies that are making electric trucks over there.
Right, right.
Which brings the jobs back that they lost over there.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you know, what have you got to do?
Yeah, precisely. And so
they could go to work for Chick-fil-A and start at $16.50 an hour.
That's right.
That's not too bad.
That's right.
You get a discount on food.
Exactly.
And sometimes you even get free food.
Well, that's true, one would think.
So I would think if I was an auto worker and I was thinking about walking or going out on the picket line and going to strike, I might walk on over to Chick-fil-A and say, hey, man, I'm ready. Sign me up. Plus, they get really good benefits. And, oh, get this. There's an allowance for college where they give money for people to go to college at Chick-fil-A.
That's right, yeah. They do a lot of stuff for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're closed on Sundays.
Yep.
Precisely so that people have time to spend with their families.
That's right.
Both. Yeah, exactly.
And it gives everybody a day off.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's unfortunate that they come under attack a lot of times for these kinds of family-friendly policies.
Well, God forbid that we might have a company like Chick-fil-A that gets along with everybody and says, God bless America, and says, amen, a few times and whatnot. God forbid we might have a company like that out there, right?
Well, right. You know, every time I've been to a Chick-fil-A, I've always noticed that the employees they're cordial, they're helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It's always very refreshing.
And yeah. I'll tell you one place I won't go.
Where's that?
Starbucks.
Starbucks, yeah.
That's where all the coneheads go. You don't believe me, you know, just drive, you know, one of my buddies drove by there one day and he says, I'm going to go and grab a quick latte to go. I says, really? You got $5? What do you mean $5? I said, it's going to cost you $5 for the little one, $7 or $8 for the big one. Nah, no way. So he pulled in there just to do whatever. And he says, you want something? I says, nope. And it was $7 for the medium-sized latte.
Wow.
And
yeah.
He goes, I'm never coming back here again. I said, told you. Told you. All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
You betcha. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. That was a true story, folks, about my pal that thought he was getting a big deal by driving into Starbucks. Yeah, sure. I'd rather go to Dunkin' Donuts and have change in my pocket. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hot
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peak, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio, this is on my dad's. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And by the way, that's Rooster Cruise, and that's from 1979. And wow, I don't know what to tell you there, but that's been around forever. A lot of guys like to have the, hear that, and I play it as often as I can without getting it too boring in here. But anyway, locally, heavy rainfall possible over the Four Corners section of the U.S. of A, and critical fire weather conditions in the Great Basin. By the way, the big old hurricane, Umberto, which is now a Cat 1 hurricane, moving away from everybody, thank God, going out in the Atlantic. Hopefully it'll go over to England or something. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend at your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, monsoonal moisture will result in heavy, locally, showers and thunderstorms over the Four Corners region of the southwestern part of the U.S. This could lead way to flash flooding and some problems out there in places like, oh gosh, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and possibly even Utah. But we'll see what happens. And finally, there's critical fire weather threats now expected for much of the Great Basin and out west, to include not only the mountains of California, but most of Nevada and most of Utah tonight are under a critical fire weather threat with dry and windy conditions and very warm temperatures, which will make it very easy to start a brush fire, wildfire, or forest fire. So be very, 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 very careful out there throwing cigarette butts out the window and the like. But, as I said, most of Utah is under a critical fire watch. Just about all of Nevada, as well as the mountains, including the San Bernardino Mountains, all the way up to the California-Nevada line, Truckee, Lake Tahoe, in that area. So be very, very careful. Now, we have unsettled weather conditions tonight in the northwest for the coastline of Oregon and the southern coastline of Washington State for a system that's coming in from the northwest that may bring some rain along with it. And we've got rain tonight, scattered showers in southeastern South Dakota, the central part of Nebraska. We've got dense fog advisory. Folks, if you're coming out of Chicago and you're going up into Milwaukee, or you're going towards Minneapolis, St. Paul tonight, and you're pushing it a little bit late, well, guess what? You're going to get even later. Dense fog advisory. I've been told visibility in some areas is 100 yards on I-94 right now, going up through Madison and up towards the Twin Cities. And that continues just about all the way to the Mississippi River. And in the northeastern part of Minnesota, where you've got dense fog there tonight. Now, you've also got in northeastern Iowa along I-80 some dense fog there. So be careful. I mean, be careful. And it goes right down to just north of Chicago tonight. The driving conditions will not be good for most of the night until tomorrow when the fog burns off. So just be advised, it's going to take you a lot longer to get up that way. You can't see. Now, in the Dallas Metroplex area, we've got poor air quality. There's a poor air quality alert up, which is not good. In the Atlanta area, we've got a couple of counties there, three counties, where you have a poor air quality alert as well. In the northwestern corner of South Carolina and the southwestern part of Tennessee, you've got a poor air quality alert there as well. And along the east coast of the United States right now, tonight, there's a riptide and a heavy surf warning from about central Florida all the way up to the southern part of North Carolina. But again, the storm itself, the Hurricane Umberto, is way offshore, moving even further offshore as we speak, making a hard right turn and going out into the Atlantic, and hopefully it'll stay out there, and that'll be the end of that. But anyway, there you go. And that's what you got tonight when it comes to the weather. So keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. And one thing that they're really good about, especially up there in Georgia, and hello to our friends in Valdosta and there in Lake Park, both the Flying J and the pilot that's up there. You stop in there, they got the radio on. They're listening to the radio show there right now, and I guarantee you that if you go in there and you've got one of those Pilot mugs, and by the way, you should buy one of those, because that means every time you go in there to get a refill, it is free, period. F-R-E-E, free. So you should get your hands on one of those and make sure you get it. But otherwise, you get a free regular-sized cup of coffee this time of the night in there, kind of help you wake things up a little bit and get you moving on down the highway. Now, your Pilots and Flying J's main restaurants now include things like an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, a full-service Cinnabon. They've recently added Huddle House, a full-service restaurant, Moe's Southwest Grill, in a lot of their restaurants, and also the full-service Dunkin' Donuts with their full menu, because Dunkin' Donuts is just not about donuts anymore. There's one in my neighborhood, and they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They've got a light menu for lunch. They got soup. They got chili. They got salads. They got scrambles. They got all sorts of things all day long and all night long. They've changed things. That's why I said I'd rather go to a Dunkin' Donuts, because for $5 I can come out of there with breakfast and have change left in my pocket, if you know what I mean. Gee whiz. Oh, well, anyway. But that's Pilot and Flying J. And it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And the bigger ones, the travel centers, the Pilots that took over and some of those truck stops and made them into travel centers, Pilot travel centers, there's nothing in there that you'll go without. I'll tell you what, it's all right there for you. And they take good care of the guys and gals out on the road. They take really good care of the guys and gals out on the road. And this is what they do. And Flying J's, I don't need to tell anybody out there too much about the Flying J's, because they've been around for years and years and years, and they started out there in the western part of the United States. I know everybody that used to run out there in Utah and run up into Montana and over into Washington State. That's where I first became familiar with them before they started growing and moving all around the country. And they are still as good or better than what they ever were with the additions and the changes they've made there since Pilot merged with them. So there you go. Now, I'm looking at something here. Hang on a minute. Okay, I'm just verifying oil. And oil has shot up about 15% in the world market. Nothing yet in the United States to speak of, but I expect that there'll be some sort of retroactive deal going on here. So buy your gas now. Don't wait. If you listen to me right now and you need gas, buy it, because I guarantee it'll be going up. I'll be right back. Miss Rosemary, the Purr Intercessors, is coming right up right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.